With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down. Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the nerdverse. Word crime, like I could care less.
Have you ever thought of chronicling your life story, or maybe someone in your family? I know I have. Maybe there are a number of anecdotes you'd like to string together, yet don't know how or where to begin because you're not an author by trade. Well, for anyone who wants to preserve their stories, or perhaps have dreamt about writing a memoir, but simply don't have the time or skill, Story Terrace will turn your life story, your anecdotes, your memories into a beautifully compiled book. I think this is so cool. And joining me right now is Rutger Bruening, founder of Story Terrace. Rutger, thank you for coming on today. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Mo.
I got to ask, how did you personally go from management consulting and private equity to helping people telling their stories?
Yeah, that is a bit of a jump, isn't it? Well, it goes back quite a long time. I spent a lot of time staying over at my grandparents in the holidays when I was younger. And my grandfather was a great old-fashioned storyteller, and he would smoke cigars, and he would tell me one story after another about growing up, his adventures playing sports, but also setting up a resistance group in the Second World War in the Netherlands, moving to the Caribbean to work there as a doctor. And he told those stories with such great passion, and I listened so intently. I thought I would never forget a word. But after he passed away, those stories faded much, much quicker than I ever expected. And I really regretted not recording them, and I wanted to find a solution for that problem.
What was that first step? You say you want to find a solution to that problem, but you're in a different professional space. You were doing different things. How do you take that moment of inception and then put it into a creative sense? I mean, what did you first do?
I mean, I thought for a decade on and off about this problem, and I never really had a solution where I felt I can help a lot of people do this. And then at some point, I saw that Freelancer.com, a website, was doing an IPO. And I realized there were 10,000 incredible writers on that platform offering their services because media companies weren't employing writers anymore full time. And I thought, why don't I use these incredible writers with the opportunities that the internet provides to match people smartly and let everyone have the opportunity to have a writer visit their home and talk to their parents or their grandparents about their lives.
Okay, let's walk through that process. Someone will come to you, or I would come to you with my idea. I want to chronicle my mother's stories, the anecdotes, the wisdom that she's given me over the years. And I've written it all down, but I don't know how to put it in a way which makes sense for other people to read. Walk me through that process. How do you pair me with a writer?
Yeah, so we would talk to you or your mother, if she's alive, directly. And we would get an understanding of your personalities and your background so that we can match you with one of our over 600 writers that really will be someone that understands your story quickly enough and that you will feel very comfortable with. You'll talk to that writer on the phone to make sure it's the right one, and then we'll set up interviews and we'll send you a questionnaire to help, you know, beyond the writing that you've done, bring back any memories and think about what you want to talk to the writer about. And then from there, it's really a collaboration between the writer and the storyteller where there is basically a structure created for the book that you can comment on or approve, then there's a draft, and then you send us your photos and we turn it all into one beautiful document.
I know it probably would vary from person to person. It probably varies in level of sophistication depending on what something or what someone may bring to you. But in a general sense, how long is this collaborative process? Are we talking about a month, 2 months, a year? On average, what do you usually experience?
Yeah, we usually experience between 3 and 6 months. And the difference is really how much people want to spread out their interviews, how long they want to think about their draft, if there's something missing, or how they would describe someone and make sure they get the wording right. Some people are very precise. Others, they were really keen to get the book very quickly. And then some people take a bit longer to find photos that they really want to add to the book than others. So it's 3 to 6 months.
You mentioned your grandfather and how you were saddened, I would say, to not have chronicled his memories or his wisdom that he passed on to you before he passed away. So with that in mind, have you taken your own advice and made sure the thoughts that you want to put down have already been preserved as far as your life is concerned?
So I have finished my interviews. I have approved the structure for my book, and I'm now actually waiting for the first draft from my writer.
Does that make you nervous in any way?
No, it makes me actually really exciting. I think the one thing I'm a little bit nervous about is, you know, I'm let's say halfway through my life, mm-hmm. and I don't want to, you know, there's some nervousness around how other people will perceive it that you care about,
right.
And also that I don't forget anything.
Now this, for not necessarily you, but for anyone who wants to use StoryTerrace, it is not necessarily for book sales. They're more for gifts and things to give to family members and friends. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the majority of our projects. People share with their family and close friends. And some people would like to have their book published and we can help them.
What usually is the response that you get from, what I say, customers, people who've shared so much of their life with you or with one of the writers that you paired? What are some of the responses that you receive after the fact?
Well, many, many different things. I hear from a lot of people who we tell the story of that actually that there's much more in the book than they were planning to put in there, and that they felt much more comfortable telling their story and sharing it after having gone through the process. And that they found it a really unique and reflective experience, and that they feel a lot of peace of mind also that, you know, they've now been able to tell their stories. And then the other very interesting thing is families, that they always learn so many new things, even when they think they know everything and heard everything, which often sparks really interesting conversations. You know, one thing comes to mind where someone moved quite a lot around with his family because he was a minister in a New Age religion. And he thought his kids really enjoyed that they got new experiences, but the kids really hated it. And they felt like they need to make new friends every few years. And as a result, first, you know, there was a bit of tension about that. But then they actually got to understand each other much better and became closer.
He's StoryTerrace founder, Rutger Bruening. You can find him at StoryTerrace.com and start telling your own story or that of someone very close to you. I think it's a wonderful idea and a better way of saving some of these precious memories that we haven't considered in any way before. Mr. Bruening, thank you so much for coming on today, and thank you for your wonderful idea. And I'm quite sure your late grandfather would probably be proud of what you're doing right now. I'm honored to have you on.
Likewise. A pleasure.
Hello and welcome to the BiPow, the only online comic book review column that says stand down or showdown, baby, let's get this done. My name is Hannibal Taboo, and you can find everything you'd like to know about me using @ HANNI, B as in bounce, AL, T as in tough, A, B as in bounce, U. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, the leaves falling outside your home gently on a September afternoon, or everywhere that you'd like to be. This week's reviews are for books that came out April 28th, 2021. Let's get to it. There are four sections of the BiPile. starting with the titular Bi-Pow, which is for books that are so good they demand to be purchased in the moment, or from series that have been consistently good for so long that until there are three not-so-great issues in a row, they get to keep their spot. I'm sorry to say there's nothing on that pile this week. Yikes. What a way to start. Yowza. Moving on. The next section of our reviews are called Honorable Mention, for books that were good, but maybe not exactly good enough to get your actual money out of your actual pocket. First up, we have Summoner's War Legacy No. 1 from Skybound, an imprint of Image Comics, with the creative team of Justin Jordan, Luca Claretti, Giovanna Nero, and Darren Bennett. Adapting the fantasy RPG into the comic book field, this new Image comic pours a surprisingly effective amount of characterization into the framework of the video game. This issue provides a look at engaging elements of the story and doesn't care if you know anything about the game at all. Ryholder is the perspective character for the reader, a neophyte magician called a summoner, empowered to call forth a semi-sentient magical creature to do her bidding. The problem is that Rai is impulsive and untrained, and her inexperience can cause as much harm as she would rather help. By herself, she may have become a major hassle, but she is fortunate to fall under the administration of someone more experienced that brings her life a greater significance, like leaving a sandy backwoods planet to find greater significance on battlefields far, far away. Justin Jordan has a lot of experience making fantasy storytelling personal and evocative in his book Reaver, and he brings that skill to play well here. Ray Holder is a fun and engaging protagonist, and the supporting cast that joins her make for a fun adventuring party close to the chemistry mix of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Likewise, the artwork of Luca Claretti, Giovanna Nero, and Darren Bennett make this introduction to this world pretty effective. The only thing that went wrong was the kind of vagueness to the struggle itself. Perhaps this is expanded upon the game, but the motivations of using magic to fight for more tools to use magic seems, even in the book's own words, a little like a dog chasing its own tail. The good guys are clear enough, but everything around them seems a little more vague than it should be, which robs this of some degree of significance. Not bad, but let's see if the story gets any deeper than this. So that rating would be honorable mention. Next up, we have what we call the Meh Pile, and that's for books that, I mean, they happen, so whatever, but you won't really remember much about them after, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. And there, gosh, it was so much meh this week. There was Abbott 1973 number 4. This series has gone off the rails. Berserker number 2, aboard Eternal Super Weapon with a lightning spirit having sex with his mom. Firefly number 28. Action Comics 1030, Detective Comics 1035, Robin number 1, a little bit of a letdown. Teen Titans Academy number 2, also a letdown. Crossover number 6, oh, it's so inside. Baseball, let's not even deal with it. Department of Truth number 8, Helm Greycastle number 1. Had a little Latino flavor to it that was kind of interesting but didn't really catch. Beta Ray Bill number 2, Black Widow number 6, Cable number 10, Fantastic Four number 31, MODOK Head Games number 4, Marvel's number 1, Miles Morales Spider-Man number 25, which was a low meh. Really, really unnecessary for him to have his own clone saga. New Mutants number 17, Silk number 2, US Agent number 5, yada, yada, yada. Meh, meh, meh. All down the line. The last section of our reviews is called No, Just No, and it's for books that are abjectly terrible and should not be purchased under any circumstance. There we found Batman Superman number 17 from DC Comics with a creative team of Gene Luen Yang, Ivan Reyes, Danny Mickey, Sabine Rich, and Saida Temafonte. With a virtual cascade of cliches, this extremely overwrought issue brings heroes of different continuities together in one of the least interesting manners ever. Two Kryptonians, two money-fueled detectives, and even two versions of Lois Lane, yet the sum is drastically less than the parts itself. At the meta level, Superman and Batman are in space. This is one of those Superman with a breathing mask issues, like exposed eyes and frozen wastes of space would also be fine, but modern incarnations of Superman, they've forgotten apparently, don't need air. Anyway, he's attacking a new enemy, based on its bombastic introduction, who borrows a page from Gwenpool, but in a much slower and less interesting way. Beneath the meta level, a George Reeves-era version of Superman with his own heir's Lois Lane meets a hurrying Batman and his cheery Robin, who seem like they're from the 1930s, maybe. This happens because the aforementioned new enemy has whole continuities on, apparently, old-fashioned celluloid film, and the film gets both ripped and burned, allowing characters to enter each other's storylines. The art from Ivan Reyes, Danny Mickey, Sabine Rich, and Saida Temafonte is presentable, ably rendering the ideas presented here without concern or distinction. Admittedly, they did create one of the most disturbing looks for the Joker ever, possibly patterned after an Aeorian nullifier, nightmare fuel if you want to look it up. This Gene Luen Yang's script, however, is heavy-handed and spends most of his page count setting up a plot point that did not need that long of a wind-up. The result ends up a lot of old ideas wrapped in modern metatextual influences in a less-than-inspired fashion. Everybody here had the tools to do the job, This just wasn't their day. So that rating would be no, just no. With no books that I can really recommend, this is kind of a rough week. Let's check in next week and see if we can do a little bit better. Thank you, as always, to Mo and Tuwala for having me here. My name is Hannibal Taboo. Find everything you need to find about me at HannibalTaboo.com. And you can still pick up both Time Corps number 16 and MPLS Sound from Wonderman Comics and Humanoids Publishing, respectively, available now on your favorite booksellers. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tuwala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.